Hey, Hugh, I apologize for the quality of the tape, but it's the best that I could do with what I had. I also apologize for all the exclaiming that I do over the photograph of Quita. I really wish that you could see it and you would understand why I exclaim so much about it. Quita, by the way, is Clementine's granddaughter. She's Jackie's son, Frankie's daughter. The first of the tape is the description of the two paintings that I purchased for you. I considered just taping that, nothing else, but I thought maybe you might enjoy the imbalance of the conversation between the two of us. You might be interested in knowing that we did get the videotape, the 30-minute interview tape between Betty Jones and Clementine Hunter. And of course, I was a part of that also. That was completed on, or that tape was made, videotape was made, let's see, on the 19th of March. And it was on television yesterday. I was rather pleased with the results of that. I will have a copy of it, so if you ever get down here to visit with us, then we'll find a way to let you see that tape. I think you probably would enjoy it. I hope the meeting in Baton Rouge is a success. I'm sorry that I couldn't make it down. I'm sorry that you couldn't make it to Natchitoches to visit, but as I told you on the phone, you're always welcome to come. I would be most happy to take you down to Clementine's and let you stay as long as you want to, and visit Melrose and let you see the murals in the African house there that she did in her early painting career. Of course, now that I've bought my future Clementine Hunter gallery, I'd be interested in showing that to you also. I do hope that the meeting in Baton Rouge is a success, and hope that and I'm glad that you're feeling so much better, and hope that this continues.
Jonquils, daffodils bloom. One house had some bloom, and that's all I've seen. They're trying to come up in my yard. They're up about 2 inches, I guess. But they're not blooming yet. But you know, those flowers usually bloom in February.
Yeah.
And here it is in March.
I wonder what you call them. A hill of jasmine.
A vine?
Huh?
Yellow jasmine is a vine. Is that what you
mean? No, that big head. You know what make them flowers was sweet, smell sweet.
A bush?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
A bush.
It blooms before the leaves come out.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
I believe that's it.
In the springtime?
Yeah, I believe that. They make them flowers never have that color then.
That color?
White.
That white?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'll call it a jasmine.
Cape jasmine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find you one.
But I said I could find a little hill, you know, to the seed store, but the seed store done went up.
You're right. Now, somebody bought you a little small one you had down at your other house down there, didn't they?
Uh-uh. I never had that.
Well, I'll see if I can find you one.
Cause
I like the way they smell.
I like, that's the reason I want them. I like the way they smell.
Let's see if I can get you one somewhere. I'll start looking at the nurseries. Anybody special been down to see you?
No, Miss Ann was here one day.
I hadn't seen her.
Miss Ann and some of her friends had come from somewhere. And she said they wanted to see me. They know something. So they was with her.
I haven't seen her lately. I haven't seen anybody. I've been doing to work.
Well, what kind of picture that is, young?
Oh, let me. I want you to tell me about those. Let me change this tape.
Maybe I don't know.
Yes, you do. You're painting.
this time I recorded tape number 8, which is a discussion of painting number 7, Saturday night, painting number 8, Picking Cotton, and painting number 9, Angels.